So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save you.
I remember it.
He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic in the greatest way.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Slightly more. Yeah.
Welcome to Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 83 of the podcast.
Wow.
83?
Feeling 11.
Nice, bye.
Oh, dear.
Still got it.
Let's, without any further ado, let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Gustavi.
Hey, it's Biwo.
Hey, it's Chris.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hi, it's Logan.
Hey, it's LP.
It's Lauren.
It's Nick.
It's Dins.
It's Keith.
It's Cloud.
It's Mark.
And we got a lot to talk about today, so let me just forget the mailbag. Oh, right.
It's Logan.
Special guest tonight, Logan, who is going to be...
rolling 12 deep.
Who is...
Yeah. We're rolling 12 deep this podcast.
That's
true. Logan is part of the improv duo Snicked, who is going to be opening for us this coming Sunday, if you're listening live on octavarius.com. Because this coming Sunday is going to be our superhero-themed show. So, that being said, I got to forget the mailbag right now. Shit, where's that mailbag?
Whoa.
I have to remember it. And I do.
Thank goodness.
Hold on. Okay. Let me just open today's mailbag. And I just need something that makes a sound.
So get to it, man.
That is awesome.
I'm doing this for the enjoyment of everyone listening.
Yeah.
His papers that he's unraveled have
Zacko?
Batman action noises like, wow, bam.
Mark,
Zacko.
I can't even read that. It's all even with the
Zacko.
Goddamn mic.
Zacko.
Well, I was putting it there so that the people could hear it.
That's good work, Mark.
It's important to you.
Jared Wolfman's mate.
You're going to get fired soon.
Can I do it?
Uh-oh.
No. Oh, man. Right. Wait, we could have fired Mark this whole time?
No, we're all...
Tins would have to fire him.
I could read the mail.
Tins has to fire him, and Tins is always forgetting the mail, so he's not about to.
I gotta have somebody backing me up on this.
This is you.
Guys, I have a letter here from Stan Lee, and he says, "Hey, guys, I'm important comic book person Stan Lee. You may know me from my famous comic books. I really like what you guys do, but I notice a distinct lacking of superheroes in it. Could you please explain? Fondly yours, Stan Lee."
Stan Lee is kind of a self-aggrandizing douchebag.
He didn't really say it.
No, he's not. Stan Lee is amazing.
That's true.
Well, all he did was talk about how famous he is.
He's amazing, and he deserves to talk about whatever he wants because he created the Marvel Universe.
He didn't say what's up with that, though.
Well, Chris interrupted.
He has his own catchphrases.
There's a Celsior at the end, I believe.
That's right. Oh, you saw that.
Greetings,
true believers.
Also, Nup said. That's his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's awesome in Mallrats.
I got a letter from Stan Lee as a kid.
What?
I hope it was
unsolicited.
I will.
Do you have more than $500 in credit cards?
No, man. I wrote Stan Lee as a kid, and he sent me back a letter that was written by an assistant, but it was dictated from Stan Lee to the assistant, and it said dictated on the letters, so that was... at least I know that he did it. I don't know, I think it might be at my parents' house still, but I got an autograph from Stan Lee, and I was just so fucking psyched, and I still have it.
No,
what's wrong with Stan Lee?
No, nothing.
Anybody got a problem with Stan Lee?
I just wanted
to me, and I will take you.
I wanted to give a little history about this podcast we're about to give.
Oh, please!
Oh,
do.
You want to do this? I didn't know we were going to do it.
No, let's get real.
No one really knows why we're doing. Well, besides the fact that we have the superhero show coming up,
and we love superheroes.
About 2 years ago, It was about 2 years ago.
To
right?
this day.
Year and a half.
It was a year, 83.
To this day.
Yeah, it was a year and some change.
It was a year and some change ago. We did a superhero podcast that was fucking epic.
It was.
I was smart in it.
And Makula was smart in it, and it was so good. But unfortunately, it got deleted because of our old, outdated technology we had at the time.
And still have.
Hey, I think, did we record the superhero podcast with the Beeble?
Surely we did.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
very
it
early.
Was definitely
it was in the heart of the Beeble era.
Well, the reason we haven't done one since, because we all were so heartbroken that it was erased, that we vowed never to do it until we all forgotten about what we had said in the podcast.
For a while, Scott would not talk about it.
No.
Like, big Scott would just like,
it was
not
hard.
Talk
it
about
was,
it.
I mean...
Yeah.
It was so good.
Lost
it was such good banter.
Well, let's get into this thing so we don't, like, fucking lose any time.
We don't need to talk about the old one.
I remember what I talked about in the old one.
I remember it completely.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
But
fucking start talking, Nick.
If I remember correctly, from 2 years ago to this day, I said that, no, it was Brian, you and I were talking, and you said that you would hate it if I was the Flash because I'd run into you and you would explode.
Well, that's my...
We're getting ahead of ourselves. We need to go around and see which everyone's superpower.
And I'm going to start because this is my territory here.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I go super speed. Yeah. Super speed, I think, is the coolest power ever. And I think it's the most practical. Physics aside of, you know, me, you know, burning up alive and, you know, horribly disfiguring my skin going that fast. Like, just being able to just, you know, speed along through life is just awesome. That or, being able to multiply myself.
Quick question,
cool.
LP, because you probably know this. Maybe Logan would know this, too. Super speed.
Yeah.
Do you need... How much space do you need to accelerate to hit your maximum, your terminal velocity?
Not much.
Does Flash or Quicksilver need some time? Or can they just...
I do believe that Flash has a... I think it's like 0 to like, I don't know, Mach 18 in like 20 seconds. But he does have to build up. He can't just go super fast.
But
as
I understand it, he does have an acceleration much, much greater than the average human.
Oh, yes. His power is derived from a force in nature.
Yeah, he's got good pickup.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be dangerous. Like, what if cars get in the way?
You'd be so fast that you'd be able to avoid everything.
Also,
the Flash and Quicksilver, now they're agile as well as fast.
Yeah, I believe the thing is, like, Quicksilver is a mutant. So his body and his tendons have mutated to the ability to handle that kind of speed and go as fast as he can possibly go. And Flash, he's got, like, magic.
He's a god, right? Flash is just a god of
Well, eventually, he becomes one with time.
Originally, it was just an accident, though.
Yeah.
Well,
Now, LP, when you're traveling this fast, is it that you're just zooming by everything, or are you just kind of walking around and time is so... You're moving so fast that everything seems stopped to you?
I feel like it's a combination of both. Of the two, and I've
like
talked about
clock stoppers.
Yeah, kind of.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, there's
clock stoppers reference.
Well, I mean, it's fucking real, man. Yeah. You gotta address it.
There's this Quicksilver.
You gotta address this clock stopper issue right now.
Quicksilver in general is a complete asshole, and it was there's this guy Peter David who wrote a Quicksilver storyline.
Yeah.
Why he's an asshole is because imagine like when you're in line at the ATM and someone's just taking way too long and it only really takes like 30 seconds, but that 30 seconds you're just standing there and it takes forever and it's like, God, hurry up already. Or you're standing in line at a cashier and the cashier's just taking forever. Well, that's like Quicksilver's entire life is waiting for everybody because everyone is slower than he is. So
Is he like a reverse Ent?
I guess. I mean he's not a I guess he would be a reverse Ent.
He's not a tree.
Yeah, because he's not a tree and he goes fast and Ents go slow.
A tenave.
I would just prefer like a warp block so you don't even have to speed up. Just like I want to go to France and then
like teleport.
So teleport?
Yeah.
Cuts back there.
You're trying to say like a warp whistle?
She's saying a blot like a piece of sidewalk you stand on and brings you there.
Well, I was imagining kind of like in Mario Party or whatever it is, where you're like, it's a block and you're like, go to a new place.
Yes.
So yeah, we're just...
So it's teleportation.
What would you qualify as? Is Mario... Mario is not a superhero, but
he's Super Mario.
He's Super Mario. And he
Well, I guess because he gets those mushrooms.
He has a movie.
And he saves ladies.
Yeah,
so
how is that any different from Captain America's Super Soldier Serum?
I guess they're... No.
The guy, the guy picks up a flower and he can throw fireballs.
It's temporary. It's temporary.
So is Mario a superhero?
I consider him a superhero.
That's like the world they live in. I feel like it's the world that's kind of enchanted.
Well, is the world, you know, I mean, and you could make that argument for, you know, the DC universe, the Marvel universe. You know, who's enchanted where? Superman is not super on his home planet.
No.
No.
He's just a bum.
It's the sun's yellow rays that makes Superman super. He's basically
he's cheating at life.
He's just a big sun farm.
By the way, how powerful is the sun in super stories? The sun powers, it helps Superman. The sun is what gives Cyclops his special rays that he shoots out of his eyes.
I don't know if I would find that terribly surprising. The sun
Cyclops
gives us all of our life and power.
It grows.
Vitamin D, bro. Yes, he is a mutant.
And it helps grow all the plants in Poison Ivy's garden through photosynthesis.
There you go.
But, Cyclops gets a lot of power from the sun. His eyes are charged through the sun, exposure to the sun. That's why he has to wear those ruby red glasses. And it also prevents those beams from coming out and injuring.
Apparently it does come from the sun.
It does, I'm right.
Yeah.
Brian's completely right.
Nick, what do you got?
Can I ask a question about superheroes real quick?
Sure.
About X-Men real quick? I love the show, but I don't know all the backstory behind everyone. Wolverine was operated on. Right.
Yes.
And
Weapon X.
What of Wolverine is an actual mutant power, and what is not?
His healing factor.
His healing factor and his age.
And his bone claws.
His bone. He has his claws that have adamantium. Are bone.
Yeah, that was his actual first mutation.
Well,
what do they add on to him?
In addition to the healing factor, he has a heightened sense of smell.
Yeah.
And so he has the healing factor, the heightened sense of smell. And his hearing is heightened as well.
Yeah. And the bone claws.
But
and the
but
sex
he
appeal. He has a huge amount of,
like
really ridiculous.
And the Broadway
of
singing.
Sex appeal.
Oh, yeah. And the Broadway
even though
singing.
He's incredibly short. Wolverine
and
is what? 5'4". He's supposed to be 5'4".
Yeah.
He's
my height.
So he's not, because you get Cyclops, who's 6'2".
Yeah. Just about.
With Wolverine at 5'4".
Also
and then
Canadian.
You get Colossus at like 6...
He's like 6'7", right?
6'7",
When he's metal, yeah, he's probably closer to 7.
Because Colossus can toss Wolverine like a ball.
Fastball
special.
Jesus. How did you guys ever wish that you could be tossed like a ball by your strong friend?
Well, what are you getting tossed into?
A sentinel.
A sentinel, obviously.
No, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun.
No, I don't.
I'm so down for that.
I mean, if I had the power to take the Sentinel down, yeah. But if it was just me getting thrown,
dude,
at
if
a
I
big
have a friend
robot,
that can toss me, I'm probably powerful.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just get a catapult, like from Richie Ridge.
Yeah,
and then it's not dangerous.
You know,
not a superhero, but a comic book.
But okay, here's
a kid, Bruce Wayne.
No, yeah, that's the thing. We can't. I mean, how could you say someone like Super Mario isn't a superhero? When Batman's a superhero and he doesn't even have any actual powers.
Maybe easy. I don't think
he's
he is.
Yeah,
he's just a really great hero.
What about Kevin McAllister? He's got
not
gadgets.
A superhero.
No, but going along the Batman conversation.
He's more like MacGyver.
Okay,
he's like
lose.
MacGyver the child rainiers.
All right, fair enough.
What is the definition of a superhero?
Okay, one, I think to be a superhero, you have to fight supervillains.
Or just
okay.
Crime, I think.
Yeah, you have to fight some sort of evil or bad force.
I think you just have to fight crime, but you have a supernatural advantage.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is why Batman is.
Yeah, because most heroes start out.
He has a technological advantage.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's
so
like
does
saying,
Bill Gates, but he's not super.
I think Bill Gates could be a super if he put his mind to it.
Yeah,
he
like,
doesn't
decide Bill Gates wanted to be,
but like,
if you wanted to be like Tony Stark, he could probably totally make himself some sweet Microsoft 7 armor.
LP is exactly right.
But I also feel like Batman's not being a superhero is why I like him more than most superheroes.
That's the appeal of Batman to most people.
And that's interesting because I remember distinctly when I was a kid, I used to not like Batman at all. for that exact same reason, and now I love Batman for that reason.
I think Batman is the person that or is the character that makes it possible for a regular human to be a superhero.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, so sorry to interrupt, but the chat room is talking about Iron Man as well,
yeah.
and that he is like a Batman type thing, except. Yeah. But
Iron Man's just not as cool as Batman.
I disagree.
Continue, Keith.
But I was going to say that Iron Man sort of does have a supernatural, not a supernatural, but sort of a superpower in that he has a different energy source in his chest.
Yeah.
That's true.
So he
yeah.
himself runs on a different energy, so he is like supernatural.
But right. it's the energy that he created and invented.
Yeah, but now that it's gives him powers.
True,
yeah.
It keeps him alive. I feel like Tony Stark's superpower is his intelligence.
Yeah.
He's labeled as a futurist where he can kind of predict the future and even create the future.
Is he like a level 8 or 9 intelligence?
Yeah, I think he's like the third or second
smartest. Wait. Hang on.
Superheroes.
I'm sorry, may we back up and elaborate on the classifications here? Logan, when you say level 8 or 9 intelligence, are you referring to some sort of actual scale, or are you just rambling?
Totally a scale.
There is an actual scale in Marvel Comics that has been carried over to involve all comics of intelligence level, because a lot of heroes, their power is that they're super intelligent.
Yeah.
And just how intelligent are they? So, like, you have someone like Dr. Doom or Reed Richards who are insanely smart. They would be a level 10 at the top of the brain chain, if you will.
Yeah,
but then you have someone like, Ben Grimm, who all he does is know how to fight in 5 planes.
Big meathead.
Yeah
he's a big old meathead.
You know, he's going to have like a level 4 or 5.
But his strength's going to be way higher than Reed
exactly.
Richards.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Can I just ask, Ben Grimm, all right, he can fly planes, though. That's
he was a pilot. He was a test pilot. Just
you're,
like how
you're, so if you're a test pilot, like even if you're just a real good one,
right.
you're only a 5?
Just a dumb old test pilot.
No,
I mean,
that's
not dumb,
a
right?
5 in the in this scale would be like a borderline genius, because you have people at 10 who are ridiculously smart.
Yeah,
like
a human.
In superhero world is genius.
No, I'd say 6 would be genius.
6 would be genius in superhero.
Like, you are our genius. Our genius level. Yeah, right, talking about
I'm looking up MarvelWikia.com right now, and I have said scale in front of me. I'm looking, right now, I'm at the dumbest. One of them is Rhino from Spider-Man universe. Among them is Juggernaut, Man-Ape.
Man-Ape.
I forgot about
why,
Rogue.
Though?
Rogue is really dumb. Rogue is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She's like
the tenth dumbest. Dude, she's just a dumb kid. She's a dumb kid.
Have you seen her on True Blood?
Jubilee is smarter than Rogue.
Yeah, so far.
Why?
I believe that, though.
I idolized Rogue.
Jubilee has way
below
more fun powers.
Below normal, minor mental deficiencies.
Whoa!
It's a little rough.
That's brutal.
And then there's some normals in here, some above normals,
right.
Cyclops, Colossus, She-Hulk, Scarlet Witch. We have the gifted, like Captain America, Emma Frost, Spider-Man, or Peter Parker, and Thor. I don't think Thor was that smart.
He's a nice guy. He's been around for thousands of years.
He's that smart.
He's he who
genius
knows 10,000 things.
Of the geniuses, we have Beast and Green Goblin, or Norman Osborn.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary genius, possessing genius in multiple intellectual areas. Apocalypse, Charles Xavier, Doctor Doom, Bruce Banner, Iron Man, and Magneto.
You know, you notice that there's nobody on that scale who's a genius that doesn't like invent cool shit all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never gonna find a Marvel genius who just sort of chills out with his intelligence.
Yeah,
and it's just cool
Xbox.
Being the smartest guy at the party.
Is that Castelvi? Is that the highest level that you just read?
No, there's a higher level, isn't there, Castelvi?
Yeah, there's like extraordinary genius. Then there's superhuman.
Yep.
One is whoever Gaia and there's Odin and Mr. Sinister is actually
superhuman. He's got that crystal.
Yeah, and immeasurable intelligence, which is the top, or omniscient is Galactus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Galactus would be the smartest.
Who beats worlds?
To Marvel, yeah.
If you guys have ever, if you've ever read, oh god, no, I can't remember the name of the book now. Oh, The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde.
Oh, that's one of your faves.
It's really good. And it's written by like a Dominican or his parents were immigrants, so he's like first generation U.S. citizen. And it's like reflecting on his life, but he's like a really the guy, the author, who's is kind of autobiographical, is a giant comic book nerd. So it, like the story goes back and forth between like the story of his mother and father getting to America, and then his messed up life that he's had, and then like he goes back to the Dominican Republic, and it's written beautifully. But the one of my favorite things about it is the epigraph at the beginning of the book. There's two of them. The first one is this like beautiful poem, like Dominican poem, and it ends with like, "I am nothing, or I am a nation," or something like that. And you're like, "Whoa, this book is going to be deep." And then the next quote is, "What use are your brief and meaningless lives to Galactus?" Wow. And it perfectly encapsulates the book, like those two quotes.
But we were talking about everyone's superpower. I'm trying to form some sort of Octavarius Avengers here.
Yeah.
And so we have super speed LP, Cloud, you wanted teleportation.
Yeah.
It's invaluable to this team. All right, go ahead, Makula.
Whatever power Morph has.
A shapeshift.
The power to morph.
You know that. Well, okay, Tubi,
you have no idea how awkward it is to be in this room. Like,
shapeshifter?
It's like power to morph. Like, I don't know what it is. You guys can make fun of me if I were to say shapeshift. You'd be like, it's not shapeshifting, it's diamond tossing or something like that. Like, don't you read the books? That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Shapeshifting.
I
there.
Cool.
I'm angry because that's my superpower. That
well, too bad.
Well,
we can have two.
I remember what mine was in the last one, and it's still totally the same. And it's the ability to animate inanimate objects
right.
into my army minions.
That's
right.
It's creepy. So
that makes you totally like a villain.
That's a villain power.
That's a villain power.
Well, yeah, unless he uses
master.
Them for good.
Yeah, unless I fight the villains with my many armchairs.
I'm just saying,
like,
are you aware
beast?
that's normally a villain power?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. He can use it for good, I guess.
He
or
can.
Just annoying.
I can use
I
any
just,
power
I
for
just
good.
Think
it's
too creepy to be good.
I just think it's interesting that he chose a power so creepy.
You
to
took?
Be good.
Did you take that from Sorcerer Mickey?
No.
Who's your superhero?
But it's very similar to that. But I just think it's really funny to be able to like say, stop robbing that store. You wooden door, stop him.
I think the thought of you. Controlling something that's not alive and animating it is just creepy as an idea. It's unnatural. So
you,
it feels
it's wrong. It's wrong.
Giving life to the lifeless?
Yeah.
No, I remember having
never
this.
Have life.
There's an argument I would have frequently as a child, which is if you were a Jedi, like everyone wants to use the dark Jedi powers because they're sweet. Like shooting electricity, choking people and stuff.
What?
But they're supposedly innately evil powers.
Yeah.
So, like, and I would too often would have the discussion of like, if I just use them for good, would I still become a dark Jedi?
Shooting with lightning for
Kyle
good.
Katarin does it, and he's fine.
Hey, he's a cool dude.
That's right.
That was a stop.
Dude, he's not totally good though.
But Mark, do you imagine fighting some incredible supervillain with your lightning, or just walking down the street and?
See, I think the thing is, you start out intending to fight people with your lightning, but then you wind up, like, choking the person at CVS who won't honor your discount or something. Like
that. The dark side corrupts.
I'm having a bad day. Sorry.
Would that
be your power? Would you
no, man. I would have time control, because sometimes you just need a break.
Damn it, that was mine.
That was mine, too.
I wanted new time control.
You should have any nerd worth his grain of salt should have at least three backups.
Yeah.
Superpowers.
I got... back ones too.
I know you do. Yours was Jedi powers last time.
Yeah, and you guys yelled at me last time.
I did not know.
No, I
yelled.
Jedi is a superhero.
That's a superhero.
I think I yelled at you.
You did. Someone yelled at me, so I kind of
telekinesis
hit
and
that.
Telepathy is what that power is.
Yeah.
Well, the other power I had was portal power, but I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, that
mentioned
totally
door.
Well, like, but it's like a gun from
with
Portal
the gun?
2. Yeah.
So you're playing Portal in real life.
Yeah.
So it'd be normal, but with a gun, like a magic gun or a future gun. Right.
Or a magic gun.
Pretty magic gun.
That brings me to my power.
All right, Lauren. What
is it your
guns?
Turn? I
what do you? Okay.
Yours.
Is it a magic wand?
Well, yeah.
Is it Harry Potter magic?
She has one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's having magic.
It's like Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is a superhero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just flat out magic. That basically encompasses everything. That allows you to do a lot.
But it's different. You have to realize that with these spells, I mean, there's dark forces at work here. I mean, you're kind of touching on demons and hellish figures.
So what universe's magic would you like, Lauren? Because I think there's lots of different magic.
That's magics. True. I mean, there's like the Buffy world, there's Harry Potter,
there's Disney World.
Disney World, yeah.
Disneyland. There's Harry Potter.
I mean, I think Harry Potter is the most, like, the most that I know about, and I feel like it's well thought out, and you can do anything.
It allows you to get away with the most bullshit.
You can do creative. You can go anywhere, anytime, I mean, except... Hogwarts, you know.
Oh, no.
It also lets us check that block off in our bingo.
Producer Amy Sarah says that she wants British magic.
Like Mary Poppins?
Right. Like,
dude,
to talk British.
Mary Poppins is definitely a witch.
Like, yeah,
she had to be.
A totally sexy witch.
I'm down with Mary Poppins anytime.
Dude, me too.
Well, so does...
Whatever. You should not make drugs appealing to children, especially with sugar. Everyone knows that lesson.
Medicine go down.
Yeah, well, it helps a lot of other harder medicines go down later in life too.
Tins, what do you got?
Okay, so
I don't
it's,
think I remember you.
I wasn't at the last. I was still taking IO classes when you did the last superhero podcast.
Oh my goodness.
I thought about this, and it's sort of like a scientific use of something kind of magical. I think what I would want to do is be able to rearrange any of the atoms in an object into anything else.
Like Firestorm.
You could just murder everyone then.
The thing is, I feel like every superhero has to have its limitations. Like, if I can rearrange the molecules of any object, I still have to work
from being God at that point?
Right.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan.
Because I'm cool, nice. You guys.
Well, there you go.
My power is the same, but only in myself, which I can rearrange my own atoms to shapeshift.
You fool, you'll die.
No.
You'll die instantly. No. How you get
magic?
How you getting blood flow, girl?
Don't matter, I'm magic.
So, Tins, you're just going to kill all these people and things?
No, 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 no. What I'm saying is I can do a lot with my power. Like, if you're just rearranging atoms... I can take a pile of ashes, which is just carbon. I can rearrange that into diamonds, which is also carbon. So I feel like I'm using my scientific mind and a little bit of magic.
And then I can make all your diamonds. Bring us beer.
Yes. I'm so hanging out with Keith.
Yeah,
when
but
superheroes.
Tins, just like let's say the Vietnam War, you just won it, and like
wait, I just won the Vietnam War.
Just
me?
I'm just testing you, and
you rearranged all the atoms in that Viet Cong into diamonds.
And okay, your possibility, like let's just say I'm just testing to see if you'd be a good guy or bad guy. And there's a guy who looks like Robert Downey Jr. also in the bar. And
in the bar that you're apparently in.
And he shoots this girl they'd slept with who was carrying his child. What would you have stopped the bullet or not?
First of all, is this still in Vietnam or were we back in the States?
No, you're in Vietnam, so you're at a bar.
We're celebrating the Vietnam War.
If you could just remember that scene in Washington.
Yeah, did you see this? No, that's you. Well, there went the test.
You won.
Did you see Washington?
So
was that the test?
So wait, describe this briefly to me again.
Okay,
I get the war thing.
But the thing
that
is...
That has nothing to do with them. That is all, pointless information.
No, okay, I think what he's trying to say is...
Innocent life.
When you control the atoms of everything around you...
Yes.
Do you lose sense of how important everyone else feels? Like, do you lose your humanity if you can control humanity?
Thank you.
Likely. I don't know. I feel like I would... I'd be more along the lines of transforming inanimate objects and not really messing too much with... Although it'd be hard to just not rearrange some people into diamonds every now and then. Come to think of it, this is a terrible superpower idea because I'm going to ruin economies. Everything's becoming diamonds.
Diamond tossing. Wait.
Okay, so I'm not super up on, like, comics in here. Like, I know a decent amount, but I don't really know that much. Is there a superhero that just has the power to control other people's emotions?
Mine,
yes, in Twilight.
Oh my God.
God,
superheroes
in Twilight.
Logan got it. Makula has left, and Logan is weak.
Okay, well,
Jasper does. He controls other people's emotions and makes certain parts of the movie more comfortable for Bella or for other people.
In some ways, Jedi power is kind of like the whole kind of like the whole kind of Jedi mind trick. Yeah. Like, I think that would be great. Like, if you could instantly, if there was a villain or someone standing in your way, and you can instantly change their emotions,
it's interesting because it's I don't think of that so much as changing emotions as just exerting influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, and I don't know exactly how Jedi powers work. I feel like you have to be kind of in a similar mindset. Like, if Vader wants to kill me, I feel like I can't just wave my hand and say, come on, man.
It has to do with your, but with that your would mental be my fortitude.
Yeah. Oh, your power would be to be able to do that, and everyone's like, all right, Chris.
And cool. I would be the greatest superhero. I could solve world problems instantly because it's like, oh, here's these, like, pissed off, like, armies, and they're fighting each other. It's like, I can just change their emotion to not pissed off.
But then you're compromising what they believe.
Like Jabba the Hutt, and he's Chris, like, this is a trick.
Did you lose your humanity?
Chris, this is where you're going to run into your superpower problem, is that sooner or later you're going to, whether accidentally or on purpose, you're going to bend everyone in the world's will to all of your views.
Of course. Of course. Because I just want people to like me, and if I could just make them all like me, then that would make me the dictator of the world then, wouldn't it?
Chris, you're going to run into another problem, which is that Keith's animated and inanimate objects don't have feelings.
Oh,
Keith, you and I would be rivals then.
Or my bicycle friends will just rule the world.
You know, I feel like no matter what all of you guys are able to do, if I have Wolverine's powers, I'll be okay.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty much immortality in a sense.
It's kind of a curse, though, isn't it?
It is a little bit of a curse. But I feel like, you know, I'd be willing to walk that spiritual path.
With claws, I take it?
You know, I could take the claws or I could leave the claws.
Take them or leave. That's kind of Wolverine. Yeah.
Biwo, take the claws, dude. Just take the claws.
Magneto, Magneto's doing it. You know what? I don't know, guys.
If you don't have the claws, then you're just Deadpool.
You know, wait a second. Does Deadpool's Wolverine, awesome. Like,
does rule.
Can but he Deadpool die?
Not really.
It's really hard to kill him.
Can he die? Difficult.
Yeah, it's really hard to kill him.
It'd be really fucking hard.
You have to kill him with a sword forged from his soul.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading that. That would suck.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah. So are there any
commercialism?
Separated, like, all the parts of his body across the earth.
Are you kidding?
At some point, they
Iron Giant, they'd crawl back.
Yeah, they'd crawl back to each other.
I almost hoped it.
Man,
would...
I am so down for this Wolverine.
I almost hoped it would be like a starfish, and you could separate all his limbs, and they would just each grow into a new Wolverine.
That would be awesome.
It's much more like the metal parts. Apprentice.
There's just something so appealing to me. And I know I don't have the personality to be Wolverine. I'm not that truculent.
But would you lose your humanity?
Just powers. You can be Wolverine.
But I think fucking Wolverine powers is awesome. Yeah. I can smell like everything, so I know what's up.
Do you want to smell everything?
Hey, what's going on in this room? Smell what?
Dude, not only that,
you're a fridge.
I would be able to know what's going on in the next room smell-wise. That's cool.
Those are dog powers. You can just be a fucking dog then.
Well, Wolverine's got these kind of selfish,
except,
you know?
Except for that, you know, I'm me, and I have dog powers, plus I have the healing factor. So, and then, like, throughout all of your existence as Wolverine, you know, Wolverine's seen so much shit. Like, think about the stuff that Wolverine's seen in the comic book universe. Like, he's supposedly been through, he was in World War II.
In World War One.
He was in World War One.
He was in the Revolutionary War.
He was in the Revolution in one thing. Like, he's been around for so much shit. Like, what a crazy way to live.
Forever?
Your life.
Yeah.
Was he in the Civil War too? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
No,
he just sat that one out.
No, he's from Canada.
He's from Canada.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's from Canada, so, like, you know, maybe. I don't know. Well, it's so wild.
Are there any superheroes that, besides Wolverine-ish, that can die and come back alive?
All of them.
Jesus, original superhero.
But their superpower is that they die and come back.
Dead Man stays dead.
In the superhero in different superhero universes, superheroes die frequently enough. Like major superheroes have experienced.
You gotta keep people reading.
Every once in a while, they'll kill off a character, and they'll either reboot the series and say, "All right, we're going to tell this superhero story from a little bit of a different perspective."
Called a retcon.
What does that stand for?
Retroactive continuity.
Oh, okay.
What about does somebody's power to make dead people come back alive?
Oh, to reanimate the dead?
Lazarus
Pit. Yeah, Ra's al Ghul.
But Ra's al Ghul uses the Lazarus Pit. It's not like his power.
Yeah, but he pretty much controls it.
Hey, can I animate corpses with different personalities?
You can do whatever you want.
Dude, oh my god. Keith, how funny would that be? Keith just animating corpses with different personalities?
I disagree. I don't think that would be funny at all.
That'd be so funny.
That would be horrifying.
That'd be scary.
Just for giggles,
yeah.
You could reanimate the corpse of Nixon, and he would just dance and be silly.
He'd cluck like a duck.
Yeah, he'd just cluck like a duck all day long.
He'd be dead.
Now,
he would be dead.
It's scary looking.
It is scary.
Yeah, there's not that much left of Nixon
funny.
Now.
I'm saying, like, so Keith, you realize, yet again, your power is still skewing villain.
You'd have to get, like, freshly dead people for them to look
at. Yeah, I would totally need to dig up really fresh graves.
This is obvious.
Or, I'm sorry, have the shovels teach themselves to do that.
Don't worry, if his zombies ever get out of control, I'll just turn them all into diamonds.
Keith, you know what you need, though, is you need some sort of big suit or big robot to be in, because otherwise you're vulnerable. Someone could just attack you. Like, you need to be able... If someone shoots at you or something...
I'm sure he's got an army.
I'll convince those bullets they're not interested.
There you go.
So they just follow your orders, or...?
Yeah. They're like
minions. I don't think the bullets could stop moving in midair.
Like, but maybe I could redirect them, say, like, oh, you should go to the clouds.
So nice then your power like defies physics, then, at that point.
Because a bullet still got its trajectory. A bullet can't... It's not a Who Framed Roger Rabbit bullet. It's not going to pull its feet out and push on the brakes.
I mean, would it kill you to just get a big robot, Keith?
Like a Megazord.
Just make one out of stuff.
Yeah, I could just teach some metal to become a robot.
Yeah. Teach some metal to weld and then to make itself into a robot.
I feel like this would be a lonely, lonely life, Keith.
No, I have so many, like, fancy brick people friends.
Fantasia.
They're not... Well, you're deciding that only humans can be, like, good friends.
I don't want to be friends with bricks.
Dogs are pretty good friends.
Well, yeah, and dogs are as dumb as bricks,
so there you go.
Biwo's going to
be, like, my best friend.
Which what?
Biwo's going to be, like, my best friend, because he's a person with dog powers.
That's true.
Yeah, do you think that it would enhance his sense of friendship?
I'd like hanging out with you, Logan.
Thanks. Do you think that Morph is, like, lonely, and, like, he just... Like let's say Morph is Nick McCoola.
There's just so little we know about Morph.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. Like, he's got like a mirror, let's say, and he looks away and he goes, "Oh, hey, LP, what's up?" And he looks in the mirror and he morphs into LP and he has conversations with friends. Like, so his power is delusion. Delusion.
It's a shapeshifting. Well, you want illusion powers or?
No, I want shapeshifting things, but I'm wondering if Morph, like, does he have friends?
If he would lose his humanity because
lose
he could
his
become
humanity. Loses his humanity? Because let's say he gets bored and...
I would
like,
imagine it's just like you pull a muscle, like, with Morph, it's like making a face, and then, but in the way he does that, he turns into something.
He literally makes a face.
So he can just, and so, like, he just turns it off and he goes back to normal. So at the end of the day, he's always Morph.
But Nick is saying you could put on little plays by yourself when you're lonely.
But,
listen, like, okay.
I know this. Hey, I love shapeshifting.
So wait... you guys also think of Morph shapeshifting like it's like making a face? Because I always imagine that to myself. Did anyone ever vocalize that in a thing? Or
maybe in the last podcast I brought up my shapeshifting.
Because I just always imagined that for Morph, like a little bit for Mystique too, is it's like making a face. You're like, now I'm this shape because I'm making a face.
Yeah,
is that like the same feeling?
I guess it all bases from like chameleons. Like when you like, if you like just like make a chameleon touch it, like something like a different color, it instantly turns it like that color.
So, I mean, it exists in nature, those kind of powers.
I've got an interesting question coming from the chat room I'd like to bring up. Yeah. Our good friend Merid the Wolfman, Jason, says, I wonder if Morph changes in his sleep without thinking.
Oh. Yeah, like, depending on his dreams.
Oh, interesting.
Like, is he changing?
How does that work?
Well, yeah.
I'm sure his subconscious
probably
dictates.
If you go by normal, like, human rules, that your body actually paralyzes itself so it won't do things when you're sleeping. So I assume the power sort of paralyzes itself because it keeps him safe. If he did change, that would be vulnerable for him. Just
this
like us.
Always seemed like a tortured soul. I wonder if he suffered from sleep paralysis.
But and then
right?
Another somewhat related question though is when Morph morphs, does do like the parts of his body react the way they would if he was always that way? Like if Morph morphed into a woman, would Morph's body react like a woman's body?
Are you wondering, like, if a dude could fuck Morph?
Yeah. But would Morph like it, is the question.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could manipulate his nerves.
I think it's the same way with, like, just changing your color with, like, a lizard would. Like, he touches something. But instead of just changing the color, he changes his entire body, and his whole body would rearrange.
If someone was fucking Morph's lady,
like Morph, Morph could turn into a woman and just get fucked by dudes like day in, day out, and probably like it. That's why he's a tortured soul. It's so shameful. Mystique can go into a guy, and she's mysterious. But now Morph goes to a woman, he just doesn't know his identity anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. There's no biological consequences for Morph getting
no.
Quite
I don't think.
Here's the thing, though.
It could be like a junior situation.
You could make an argument for it.
Somebody else? What if you're so lonely and you're a shapeshifter and you shift into someone and your life is way better as this. Can't you just primarily live through that?
Well, it's hard because that person still exists unless you kill them. Like Terminator 2 style.
Thank you.
Or didn't Mystique do that like in the first X-Men movie?
Yeah, that guy died, right? So
yeah.
He killed him. So
and then they
much.
Then
they
she
didn't
took
kill him
his place.
Purpose, though.
Yeah, pretty
no,
much.
He just,
well, like,
I
what
think
if they did?
Well, they
but
tried
then you gotta live that guy's life, man.
Yeah.
He's got like a lot.
Yeah,
of
until you feel like not doing it anymore.
But then you go into face-off territory.
Okay.
What if you're just like a hawk or something? And you're like, this is great. I'm a bird. Yeah, you just because you can shapeshift into a hawk.
Well, that makes
right?
you an animorph.
Yeah,
a little different.
In fact,
I'll argue that.
In fact, Chris, one of the animorphs became a hawk. Overstayed his 2-hour limit. Got trapped as a hawk, and you know what? He ended up loving it.
Wow. Yeah. And you know what? He loved it. So
Tinsbred animorphs.
The end. Good story. Good ride.
Sometimes it's rad to be a hawk.
Are we living in the with all of our superpowers right now? What kind of universe are we living in?
I always think of
Earth
Prime.
Earth Prime.
So we're the only superheroes on the planet.
Pretty much.
Wait, Big Scott, what's yours again?
Oh, Scott. Yeah.
Scott hasn't done his.
No, he's like the Ex Machina guy.
But
he hates that.
Oh, really?
You hate that.
Yeah, no. The more I've been thinking about it, it would be kind of some sort of integration with technology and just being
awesome.
Able to walk up to anything and use it.
Yeah. Well, there's a comic called Ex Machina that has that he can talk to anything technological and control it.
Yeah, it's a really great comic,
that's
actually.
Crazy.
You should pick it up at Chicago Comics.
We'll get to it. What was yours, Laura?
That was, yeah.
Oh, mine. I was seeing as how space time's out. I telekinesis, like just really powerful telekinesis. Just being able to push and pull things with my mind.
Akira powerful?
Let's not go nuts here.
Nerd blew his mind.
I don't know about. Akira is more out of control. Tetsuo just explodes.
If he was in control, it was powerful.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But I would
like
probably lose my humanity.
Seems to be the theme. Yeah. So, we got hell of a fucking Avengers team.
Yeah. Which one of us are good?
Yeah.
Which one of us
I don't trust any of you.
Castelli,
what was yours?
I was shapeshift, but I was this my second because I'm awesome. is multiple man.
That's my second.
Yeah.
Which is what power is that? Multiple man.
Oh my god! He can make himself like a bunch of himself.
Is it like multiplicity rules?
Yeah, well, not like multiplicity.
Well, sometimes it is.
Like Matrix 2 rules.
Oh, okay.
But the thing with the multiplicity powers is he Like, if you make a dupe of yourself and you send that dupe to, like, China to learn a bunch of stuff.
Duplicate.
Duplicate.
That's what that's
not a dupe, like a halfwit.
Like a time dupe. And if you, like, suck him back in, you retain all of his knowledge.
And this is with, like, multiple man?
Yeah, so yeah. Multiple man can not send himself out and learn, like, all different philosophies, like, ooh. Get him back in and retain that knowledge.
I gotta say, Castelvi, if you had multiple powers... I would avoid you as much as possible.
You wouldn't be able to
hang out with you guys. I have like a whole bunch of new friends.
They'd all be you.
Now
you would get along great.
Fuck off. You are not on my Avenger team.
What?
Well, I'm the villain.
So what is?
I get another power.
I'm a villain too.
What is the major conflict here? What are we fighting over?
Diamond tossing.
Apparently, each other.
We haven't done anything yet. You're going to be so against all of your other selves, and every single one of you is going to hate the other. You're just going to be like eight villains that exist and are always fighting one another, and we just have to defend the people from your chaos.
And you'd have to fight me. Because
you think, if you think you branched off as the new Castelvi, you wouldn't say, no, you get back in me. I'm not sucking back into you.
Well, I do say Matrix 2 rules, so it's like a hive mind. Same mind.
So everyone's like, dude, let's all stop fighting. We're the same dude.
Yeah.
Dude, let's all get wasted.
Fucking improvisers.
No. Until I go up.
But the main thing is, in this universe where we're the only superheroes, you have to think, like, you can't expose the fact that you're a superhero.
Well, I think if we were all on a team, like...
we can conquer the world.
Yeah.
Or we just keep doing improv shows.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. One of the two.
They'd be way better improv shows, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Full of effects.
Because I've had this conversation with LP several times, yeah. Where, like, if your superpower is too extravagant, like, let's say Cyclops, for example, or something that you can, like, clearly see they're using a superpower... Like, the government's going to find you and then want to stop you, like,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they'll probably want to dissect you at the end of the day, because you're super, like, so...
What a terrible life to lead.
So you have to have, like, a kind of a subtle superpower, I think. Well, unless you're going to conquer the planet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Have I ever talked in a podcast about how you could become a supervillain, like, in real life? Like...
I don't know, maybe not. Maybe.
No.
Cloud takes the lead in the podcast.
No, Cloud. You could be a supervillain through your iPhone. Like, if you think
explain.
About, if you think about it, there's one internet and everything is connected on the internet, right?
Yes.
So that means like all those nukes, all the bombs and everything, like that technically you can access that somehow. And if you could have access to like all the firepower in the world through like a handheld device, like your iPhone, if you were that good of a hacker and you can harness that power, you are a supervillain. You have the power to destroy the world in your hand.
I just
I'm actually pretty sure. Yeah. I don't think the nuclear weapons are on like I think a they're on like a localized network.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not on the internet.
They're not on, like, Google Plus.
But there's only one internet. There should be two internets, but we only have one.
But they're not on... There's like a bajillion internets.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's
just a private
service.
We're just living through Internet Prime.
Because they're just on their own localized network.
But
that's
still,
not attached to the internet.
The possibility isn't too far off, though. Like, if you had to construct a situation in our reality... where there was a supervillain that could destroy the world, like, that would be, you know, the power's there. It's just how one person would get access to it all at one time.
What Castelvi said, which I agree with, is I wouldn't describe the person as a supervillain. I would describe that as a James Bond villain, someone who had... That you're going back to Iron Man thing, where it's someone who's got technology and he's using it for evil, versus if, like, a dictator had also the power to shoot fire from his hands... while controlling the missiles, you know. I think that's not a supervillain, in my opinion. That's just a guy that's using technology to harm humanity.
Kind of like how Batman uses technology to save humanity.
Yep.
You didn't prove anything. What are you
Nick
celebrating
like
for?
Cooler, you didn't start fist pumping yet. You don't get to do no victory dance yet.
Look, no one interrupted me when I said that, so that's a victory.
I'm
in
Nick's tribe.
Would you guys... Okay, so
no,
that brings
right.
up a good question
totally right
about a dictator shooting fire out of his hands.
Okay.
What if we all found out that Barack Obama... could like light himself on fire like Human Torch? Would you be happy that he's our president or like fearful?
I'd be furious he didn't use it to pass some better laws. Is what I'd be mad about.
Well, now he's God. He's got the God power.
Yeah.
Because that's a power that, like, oh, that means he's something and people are going to try to kill him.
Right, but he's the president.
I would be super excited that my leader of my country has fucking fire powers.
That's awesome. He's in for sure.
Don't say it like that, Lord. It does sound pretty cool.
I am not okay. I am not okay yet.
He's probably ruined so much original White House furniture.
Dude, he doesn't even need to ever use it physically against somebody.
Control these powers.
It's just
right?
Yes.
It's not a curse. Okay,
it's just whenever he makes a speech, he just lights on fire and just gives the speech and then puts it out.
I'm a liberal dude, but I also am fearful of flaming leader.
We already have an issue in this country of the abuse of the growth of executive power.
Yeah.
Executive superpower is something the Constitution is not ready
and
to bear right
so
now.
I'm so not prepared to deal with executive superpowers, all right? I feel like shit's intense enough with the president. So, like...
Yeah, just adding...
If he has
adding time travel.
Yeah. If he has human torch powers, I don't know if I'd wear my Barack Obama t-shirt as much.
He wouldn't really need to worry about re-election, though. Because nobody's going to vote against
it. Just changed.
Yes,
I had a question. How come, like, none of the Avengers or, like, the Watchmen or people like that that existed, say, in Earth Prime or some past version of Earth Prime never were, like, the president's bodyguard or anything like that? Or maybe they were, and I don't
know
about
it. Well, there's whole stories about how they're with, like, great superpowers, you have to separate yourself from the state.
Kind of like Jedis.
Yeah, like, it does. I mean, yes, Cloud, this part might get political.
Ready for it.
But the comic book series The Ultimates deals with that, where they're basically the Avengers on Earth Prime, and they work for the government. And at what point does the government say, all right, we need to deal with our foreign affairs, and they send their superpowered team to go deal with, like, you know, other countries' missiles so that we don't get fucked up in the end. And, like, where does that stop?
And then where does that become the Chicago problem from the Untouchables? Like, you bring a knife, they bring a gun. You know what I mean? Like, now you have escalation.
They bring a flaming human.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to recap now. We got a pretty good team in retrospect.
Yeah.
I don't trust any of you still.
But none of us have, like, superpowers. It's like an X-Men team.
I can't believe no one chose Power of Flight.
I can make Boeing's dance.
Boring.
I can make airplanes just get up and dance. How fun would that be? Huh?
Yeah. You can't do that much with Flight.
I can do a hover charm.
Lauren with...
Well, because when you fly...
Lauren with Doctor Strange powers and a hover car. That's Lauren.
Because you can't get shot down if you're flying.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you
if,
boy,
you
have
Doctor, lot,
if you have Doctor Strange powers, flies. Do you
yeah.
have to wear a mustache?
Yeah, most of his powers were his mustache.
So it's a mustachioed Lauren.
I am so down with that.
No, but LP, I think we talked about this, because in the Avengers, there's like these main like archetypes.
Yeah, you have to have your intelligence guy, your leader.
My intelligence guy, Makula, instantly pointed to himself.
Pointed to
his
pointed to his shoulder.
smart one, me.
Intelligence guy, your leader, your strong man, you're like heavy hitter, so that would be your Thor or Superman. And then what else do you need? Your wild card. That's my cool one.
Yeah. Am I a good guy? Am I a bad guy? Am I
fast
guy?
Magic is
fast
in there.
Good one.
Magic.
Fast guy. A magic guy.
Your anti-hero, the guy who will do things the other heroes
preferably
can't.
Preferably an alien, if you can get one
alien,
in there.
You gotta have an alien of a god.
If you can get one in there, it's good.
Hey,
a normal
be
guy.
An alien? Who's an alien?
Would anybody be willing to be
alien?
An alien?
I mean, I'd be an alien.
Yeah, probably my cool.
Yeah, if you're shape-shifting.
What the hell is that?
Marvin.
Who's Marvin? What? No, I want to be the thing from the abyss.
What? You're water, right? Isn't that just water?
I guess it is. Wait,
so you have
that.
Secret World of Alex Mack powers?
No, I want to... I got to be an alien.
Wait, she turned into water?
Yeah.
Well, it's like
or like weird...
Like Aquaman.
I kind of forgot about that.
Dude, I want to be water guy.
Dude, that's totally a callback to the original superhero podcast. We talked about Alex.
Yeah,
really?
Fucking love Alex.
If only you guys were there.
Well, it was good. It was a good podcast.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... Alex Mack. Did you guys watch Alex Mack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I tried to get her autograph so hard.
Larissa Olenek, man.
I forgot about watching that show.
She was in Ten Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, she was great in Ten Things.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, but she didn't turn into, like, a puddle.
No, she was pretty, though.
Yeah, but I was in it for the puddle person.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It would have been cooler if she turned into a puddle.
The Joker was in that movie.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Jessica
Levitt. Okay, so I tweeted something with the hashtag, it's like technically a superhero. It was guy from Multiplicity, technically a superhero. I'm trying to think of other like bullshit not superheroes that I can try to justify in my mind to make them into superheroes. Like Marty McFly, it's like, I guess technically, if you have the power of time travel, even if you built it,
I don't know, because Marty McFly doesn't have the power of time travel. Like, his car has the power of time travel.
And he didn't even
and
create
it. I differ that from, like, Iron Man, is that Tony Stark's got his suit, but, like, that's his suit. He can operate it, and no one else can. Mm. Whereas, like... Fucking old man Biff was able to use the goddamn thing.
Oh, no.
If old man Biff Tannen can use that DeLorean, fucking anybody, any child could.
What about the mask, though? In the mask, like if you put the mask on, you could be.
Yeah, oh, that's so true. Well, man.
It is a symbiote.
The mask?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The mask has superpower because it's from Loki. Right?
Yes, the God of
Chaos. According to the Jim Carrey film, yes.
There was a mask comic. It was
I know.
It was really good.
Dark Horse, and that was fucking real. I know Jim Carrey did a movie in it. But that, I'm telling you, man, that shit was real, and it was Loki.
Well,
so if you want to nerd out on the mask,
it's,
I mean,
would you consider Ace Ventura for his ability to speak with animals?
Oh yeah,
and in many ways control them.
About a superhero if they had a continuous comic book on it.
But technically a superhero.
So yes.
What about Jim Carrey and Liar Liar when he had to tell
the
truth?
That's a curse.
That
would be more like a what if comic.
The power of truth.
Okay.
What about that time that my leg hurt every time that guy walked by? Does that make me a superhero?
What about Mel Gibson and What Women Want?
It's a curse.
Technically a superhero.
Yeah,
it totally works.
That's
what?
A superhero, man. That's
he got electrocuted. He can hear what women think.
That's how the Flash got his
power.
Spider-Man got bit. Or Peter Parker got bit. You know, accidents
it wasn't
happen.
That he could hear you. It's that he could understand you.
I always like reading those What If comics. Because a fun thing about, you know, superhero comics is so many of those origin stories are dependent on just one small event.
Yeah, one moment.
Usually
yeah.
An accident.
It's sort of like, what if the sport of golf never existed?
I was a hair behind you.
Just what if nobody in the world would ever know what golf is or ever was? No one would know how to play it.
I wouldn't be able to make golf clubs dance.
I know someone. Cloud, what is it?
I guess it's instantly time for...
That was awesome.
Cloud's golf tips.
They're great.
Bangarang.
Step number one, acquire the ability to reshift molecules. Step number two, turn your golf ball into a sweet diamond. Step number three... Leave the golf course, go get yourself some lobster.
That has been
Cloud's golf tips.
They're great.
Cha-ching. Bangarang.
Is it a diamond?
Cool.
Go get some lobster now.
Yeah, you'll win, it. But you'll be so satisfied.
It'll be great when that lobster on your plate gets up and starts dancing. I've decided I only want to make everything dance.
Cloud's golf tip
like
tonight was to quit golf.
If you have diamonds, yeah.
You have diamonds, why golf?
In this universe, you don't need golf.
Say, fellas, this podcast has been fun. Uncle Fun, there.
Oh, Uncle Fun.
Oh, I know what you meant.
I was so lost. I was like, where is he going with this?
I'm talking about Uncle Fun, that crazy toy, book, and prank store on Belmont and Southport here in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah,
they got
that
lots of silly things.
Pretty awesome. And it's cheap, too. You can show up there with, like, you know how much fun you could buy with, like, $10 or $20?
Even with, like, $3, you can get a pile of fun, weird things for $3.
Or like 30 tiny piles. Itty-bitty piles.
All the employees there are super knowledgeable about fun things. They love fun just as much as we do. Mm-hmm. So if you like fun and you like weird nonsense, you're just a fan of life in general, stop by Uncle Fun. And that's UncleFunChicago.com if you want to find out more about them. Highly recommend it.
Chicago Comics. Chicago Comics is going to be a fun sponsor for the upcoming superhero show. Which awesome. Keith did that. That's great of you, Keith.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you're still cool with that.
But I think, what is it? It's like for every $20 you spend there, you get $5 in back issue bucks.
Cool.
Which allows you to get old comic books for on the cheap.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's
nice. They have comics from like independent artists in
back. Absolutely. So cool. That's awesome.
Cool. And on that note, we just about have to wrap up this podcast, but you know it's not over.
Why, bro? You crazy son of a bitch.
Until we hear Nick Mikula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
This one's for you, Diamond Tosser. Morph.
This has been Nick Mikula's Seven Words of Wisdom.
You know, they're getting strangely deeper and more eloquent.
I've been reading a lot. I'm not brag. I made it through a couple chapters.
You just started reading? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Boxcar Children. That stuff is intense. They're alone, four kids. How do they survive?
Wow, dude. I remember that shit.
I can relate.
All right, boys and girls, we're just about out of time here. But if you're listening live through Octavarius.com, thank you so much. And if you're listening live, come join us on Sunday if you can at Comedy Sports at 7 p.m. for our superhero show. Mm-hmm. Dress like a superhero and get in for $7. I sincerely hope we have like 60 superheroes show up at this show.
That would be awesome. Really awesome.
That'll make that after party way cooler.
Yeah. And hey, yeah, Labor Day's the next day, so why not?
I got Labor Day off.
Nice.
Thanks everyone who came to the game show. That
was awesome.
Yeah, that was super fun.
Thanks everyone who come to all to shows.
Until next week, that's going to do it for us. By the way, Logan, thanks for stopping by the old podcast.
Hey, it's been a while,
Logan.
And I like hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, Logan will be at the show on
Sunday.
Welcome.
Cool. Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Well, until next week, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. One boxcar child.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door. He's coming back for more.
And do it again. Do it again. Do it again.